Armored dinosaurs would not become common until tens of millions of years after the Gastonia lived. Paleontologist Dr. James Kirkland was called in to analyze the find.
It takes me around to get down on my hands and knees and look under this bottom shelf, and there's this rock about 4 feet by about a foot and a half across. I look at it and realize it's the hip bones and a shield of fused armor. And he'd found this thing rolled off a hill a few miles north of Moab. And he took me out and said, hey, we just found it. We knew someone one of these days would come in and know its importance. And they turned it over to me.
Dr. Kirkland and his team dug up the remaining bones and categorized and classified this new species. They later named it after its discoverer, Robert Gaston, calling it Gastonia. Gastonia was a stout but formidable dinosaur, a four-legged creature that was built like a Sherman tank. It stood about a meter tall, was 5 meters long, and weighed a ton. And it was covered in armor.
Gastonia is the spiniest of all the ankylosaurs. And when you think of the ankylosaurs, these are the heavily armored, tank-like dinosaurs.
But what was remarkable about this animal's armor was the quantity.
There are lots of armored dinosaurs, and many of them have armor plates, flat plates on its body. Some of them have spikes on its body. Gastonia has a lot of spikes on its body, huge spines coming off its shoulder and its sides. So it was sort of like a walking armored pincushion.
This dinosaur was unique. Other dinosaurs like Stegosaurus had body armor, but none had the complete protection that Gastonia had.